gang signs in your face, gang signs in your face. Say get too close and I'ma spray you with some mace. Gang signs in your face. I don't know no gang signs, so don't listen to me, because this is the Freedom Train Podcast series, and my name is Joseph Ward, and I'm not a part of a gang. His name is Patrick, and he's not a part of a gang either. I just felt like starting to show off like that. Gang signs in your face, gang signs in your face, whatever gang tool you get to spray you with some mace. What up? What up? What up? But we are back. It is August. It is our Mental Health Awareness Month, and we got another good show for y'all that we're going to get into. But first, you already know how it is. Freedom Train Podcast Series is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. Make sure you visit the website at PAXINC.org, PACTSINC.org. Peruse through the website. Check out everything they got going on the website. Good information, Black history information for all you people who don't like that they're not teaching critical race theory. PAX Inc. got information for you. So go check it out. Also become a part of, go to AmazonSmile.com, and you can register with PAX Inc. through AmazonSmile.com. How that works, AmazonSmile.com. You register, you pick a nonprofit organization that you want to support, PAX Inc. You go on about your business and buy your stuff. Every time you want to buy stuff on Amazon, just log into AmazonSmile.com. A portion of your proceeds will go to help PAX Inc. and other organizations that you may choose, but mainly PAX Inc. So AmazonSmile.com. Check out our Freedom Train website, www.freedomtrainradio.com. You're going to see my face. You're going to see Pat face, Shelby face, Candace face, Enigma face, everybody face, 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 face. So get it down, get it in, put your seatbelt on, lock the doors. All aboard! Because it's time! Mental health awareness. It's August, Mental Health Awareness. Pat, just for some of our new people, just kind of give them some little information on why we do Mental Health Awareness and why we chose August.
We do Mental Health Awareness because as a community of Black folk, we got to stop just saying everything's crazy. And we got to accept that we have some mental issues that we need to deal with. In order to make us better, we suffer from mental illnesses, and we're not immune to this, so we need to make sure that we're getting help for our minds as much as we do for our bodies and our spirits.
Yes, sir.
And we picked August because it was August when we was talking about it.
And because we felt like it.
Pretty much. So we're having a discussion in August. I think we were having a discussion the month before August, whatever month that is. And all of you scholars out there can go ahead and put in the chat whatever month come before August. We was like, well, shit, let's do it next month. Oh, man, I broke the two-minute rule. Oh, no, it's been 3 minutes, so we good. Yeah, we doing it in August. That's how we roll. We don't just talk about it, we be about it.
Because we felt like doing it in August. That's why we doing it in August. Because we every year we get that question. Well, Mental Health Awareness Month and it's in August. Why do you all do it in August? Because we felt like it.
This is the Freedom Train's calendar.
I mean, but there's like you can designate a month to talk about it, but mental health happens every day. So we can talk about it when we feel like talking about it.
Right. So that means
we're
going to talk about it in November. Guess what? November will be Mental Health Awareness Month too.
If we feel like it, gang signs in your face. So it's been 18 months since last March, since you know who came and visited the world, since Veronica.
Veronica
is just bring y'all up to speak. Veronica is our new word for the virus that is out in the
thing that shall not be named.
And the land
named Veronica.
And the landemic. and the round the world demic, because you taking our videos down saying we violating community guidelines, even though we'll record it. Take it down, edit it, put it right back up with the same information. And they don't do nothing to the other one we put. Never mind. But anywho. So 18 months into Veronica, and Veronica is our word for blank blank 19. So Veronica 19. So it's been 18 months since Veronica hit. It's been 20 months since Pat and I first told you all about it. And so we do want to get into some statistics and kind of look at where people are and see what we can find to come up with and look at mental health by the numbers. So let's start here. So I'm looking at mentalhealthfirstaid.org, and it's saying the Veronica around the world pandemic has impacted us in a variety of ways. Everything from our social lives to our mental health have been affected in one way or another. Reports of civil unrest, a lot of it, have also been more prevalent in the media, and these images can be extremely stressful. The around the world pandemic, coupled with the increase of civil unrest, can feel overwhelming for everyone, but it is important to understand how communities of color are unequally affected by these current events. And it says, before we dive into the impact of Veronica on mental health and people of color, we want to paint a picture of where we are according to the American Psychiatric Association. And this is from July 6th, 2021. So not that long ago. So according to Mental Health First Aid, article that's put out July 6th, measuring where we are right now, 17% of Black Americans report living with mental illnesses, compared to 15% of Hispanic Americans and 13% of Asian American Pacific Islanders and 23% of Native and Indigenous Americans and 19% of White Americans, versus roughly 18% of the overall U.S. population. Although communities of color experience mental illness at similar rates to White Americans, people of color often bear a disproportionately higher burden of disability resulting from mental health disorder or diagnosis. Among adults with mental illness, 48% of White Americans receive mental health services, compared to 31% of Black Americans and Latinx, Hispanic Americans, and 22% of Asian American Pacific Island. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control, symptoms of depression were reported 59% more frequently by Hispanic adults, 40% by non-Hispanic white adults, 25% additionally larger percent of multiracial non-Hispanic people. This one don't go into Black people on that one. Let me go. So, few numbers. While I'm pulling up some more numbers, we'll have a quick discussion about what I just talked about now, but just a general discussion about COVID, about Veronica and mental health. So from what you've seen, Pat, and your assessment, how do you feel mental health? And we're going to back that up with numbers, but how have you observed the state of our mental health during Veronica?
I think it's definitely gotten worse. And I think it was already bad. I think the numbers, because of the culture of our community, I think we seriously underreport mental health issues. And that's been something that's been borne out by research study, anecdotal evidence, and just our experiences being Black people in Black culture. Like we talked about earlier, you know, we tend to just write things off as, you know, he crazy and just keep it moving, you know, and the solution is to stop being crazy or to get the spirits or the demons off of you or whatever the case might be. But when you look at the economic numbers, 40% of Black businesses have been shuttered, closed their doors. Black unemployment is up. Black women were had the highest employment levels in the community, and now they are more likely to be unemployed. They are the higher numbers of those that have been fired because of COVID.
Right.
And all of those things add financial stress, emotional stress. You're talking about evictions. There was a large percentage. I don't know the exact percentage, but there was a large percentage of people that were concerned about in the community that were concerned about being able to feed their kids because they couldn't get the school lunches. And I think a lot of that plays into the unemployment numbers. And this, that, and the third is now not only are we worried about white supremacy, racism, but we're also worried about COVID, which is killing black people and killing people in the black community. It's 6 times more likely to kill black people in the community than it is white people. And it's 4 times more likely to cause a hospitalization. So there are a lot of different things coming into play, and we've been dealing with this for a long time, not to mention the social justice issues that are added on to that. You had the George Floyd issue last year. You've had a number of different issues come up in the last 18 months. It's been a lot. And the black people that I'm talking to, that I'm seeing, we're having discussions about mental health, and they're not feeling too great right now. I put it this way, and this is anecdotal, I understand that, but everybody that I know, without exception, is talking about going to therapy.
It's definitely, going to therapy is definitely more of a conversation now than it ever was.
Right.
I hope it's not just trendy.
Right.
But you know what? And when I say our culture, I mean American culture. American pop culture is built off trends. So this is from KFF.org.
Yeah.
So it's saying that the average share of adults reporting symptoms of anxiety disorder and or depressive disorder from January. From January through June of 2019 versus January of 2021. So January through June of 2019 from the National Institute of Health, and that's where they get their statistics from, it was 11% of adults reporting symptoms of anxiety and disorder and depressive disorder. Since January of 2021, it's shot up to 41.1%. So more people are dealing with anxiety and disorder. Says young adults have experienced a number of pandemic-related consequences. I said the P word. Such as disclosures of universities and loss of income that may contribute to poor mental health. During the Around the World demo, a larger than average share of young adults ages 18 to 24 report symptoms of anxiety and or depressive disorder, which is at 56%. Compared to all adults, young adults are more likely to report substance use, 25% versus 13%, and suicidal thoughts, 26% versus 11%. Prior to the Around the World demic, young adults were already at high risk of poor mental health and substance use disorder, though many did not receive treatment. So I guess a good thing out of it is people are more going to seek treatment, but bad thing about it, you got more people dealing with it. And it's interesting that they point out the young adults. I don't think a lot of people really have thought about the young people, especially when you go into talking about jobs, losing jobs, or people losing their houses because of what they call it, the moratorium has come out. And of course, we know that have affected a lot of people. But you know, if you've been paying attention to our mental health awareness months in the past, we know that anxiety and depression, especially in the black community, are our two highest rated mental health disorders. And I can only imagine an increase. When we talked about this stuff in the past, an increase in anxiety and depression, I can only imagine an increase in substance abuse. I can understand an increase in sexual activity. Because we're dealing with Veronica and the scene and the shot, dealing with Veronica and the shot. You got people who've got the shot, and I don't know they might have got misinformation, but a lot of people believe that if they got the shot, that they wouldn't get Veronica. And I hope somebody who gave them the shot didn't tell them that. But all the information showed that it could still be passed. So I think a lot of people are dealing with that. Like, oh no, y'all want me to get this vaccine? Y'all want me to get this shot? This shit gonna be hard. Y'all want me to get this shot, but I can still get Veronica. So why am I doing this? That's causing more anxiety, especially when they talking about this new variant. And this new variant is doing what it's doing, is being aggressive. And people who got the shot can still get that, because duh. But you're seeing people with the high levels of Veronica within their system. And I think a lot of misinformation has to do with it. A lot of just not knowing has a lot to do with it. A lot of people not reading narratives, all those things going into heightened anxiety and depression. But also, we're dealing with people who are burying loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely going to kick in the depression, people who are burying loved ones, especially if you're burying close loved ones, or even if you're burying a loved one who got COVID because of you. So all those things just going on in that messing up, or in that mix, dealing with dealing with Veronica, which is increasing anxiety and depression. Y'all just work with me. I'm gonna get my words right.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's I actually talked about a study from the KFF when I talked about Veronica's visit on Lessons from the Screen this week.
Right.
Yeah, and the little kids, not just the little kids, but the kids are having to deal with it from the aspect as well of having to deal with online learning during Veronica's visit.
Yes.
Which is a totally different learning environment. The teachers are having to figure out how to teach, because you teach differently online than you do in person. So, you know, the whole structure of everything is different, even with the work you assign. Everything has to be tweaked a little bit to suit Veronica's visit. And that's causing stress for the kids, which is causing additional stress on the parents and the community at large. And then, like you said, just when everybody was beginning to let their hair down a little bit, Veronica decided that she was going to develop split personality.
Right.
And, you know, her new personality, Dorothy, is she's aggressive.
Yeah.
She's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And she don't take no for an answer. And she don't care what kind of, you know, treatment or what kind of, recommendations you got for how to deal with Veronica. Because she say she's something else. She a bad bitch on a whole nother level.
But Dorothy like, hey, man, we here.
Right. So, you know, now everybody's like, yo, I thought we could come outside. We thought we had Veronica under control. But Veronica then transformed into Dorothy on him. And Dorothy like, bitch, you can't come outside. I'm out here. What? And everybody's like, we got to go back inside.
Yeah. Because they're saying that black people in America and Hispanic or Latinx people in America are reporting disproportionately affected mental health black people at 48% and Latinx community, Hispanic community at 46% to report symptoms of anxiety and or depressive disorder. And whites are reporting at 41%. Now, one thing that we do know from statistics is statistics to show you that things are a lot worse than what it really is, or not as bad as what we believe it is through the narratives. Because of course, you know, everybody thinks that anecdotal experience is the rule. So we got to make sure we get people past that. It's not your individual experience that everybody has.
Right.
You know, but it's also talking about job loss. So people are losing jobs, people are losing their homes, people are losing family members. A lot of people are losing everything. And we're We at a point where we really, man, we out here just trying to make it.
Right.
A lot of people's mental health has been weighed upon. Because I'm just thinking about the people who's going through a lot before the pandemic. You know what I just thought about, too?
What's up?
A number of Americans have watched KS videos, your boy Kevin Samuels, watched his videos, and you've seen him have his back and forth with therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And you're listening to the therapist like, what the fuck? Like, you're a therapist? You don't listen? And so now I'm thinking about people who are having heightened issues during the around the world pandemic, and going to some of these people, not to say all therapists, but going to some of these people who are therapists.
There's a lot of bad therapists. Let's just say it.
That's not going to help. Like that's making things worse, because you're telling people some bullshit. Like how are you an effective therapist when you can't even listen?
Well, I think as a society and in the Black community, it has an oversized impact because we're so sensitive to so much as a culture group, as a community, because we're so dependent on everything else.
But all in all, as we wrap this thing up, we got to pay attention to our mental health.
Absolutely.
But we also can't aid in our own destruction.
Absolutely not.
Look, at some point, people, y'all got to get out of y'all feelings. You have to get out of your feelings at some point. Get out of your feelings and use rationale. Are the moves you making the best moves to keep you and your family and the people you claim to love safe and alive?
Ouch, you said claim.
Because Veronica, people are out here dying from complications with Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica is not fucking around.
So you can go along with the narratives and the craziness if you want to. But remember, these are the people you claim to love. So we're just going to put it like that. Hey, man. Freedom Train Podcast Series, Gang Signs in Your Face. Gang Signs in Your Face. Out of here. This is a nice gang sign.